السلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again brought us to the blessed month of Ramadan. And just this fact, my brothers and sisters, that we are here in the month of Ramadan, on the first Friday of Ramadan, inside this house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a tremendous blessing. This is a tremendous blessing, and we have been given a tremendous opportunity to actually be able to witness once again this month filled with the love and the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and filled with gifts by Allah azza wa jal. Imagine that you were out hiking one day, and out in the woods on the trails something glittery caught your eye, and you went closer. And you got closer and it glittered even more and it was shining and you picked it up and you realized that it's a beautiful diamond. And then you're excited now, you're energized, so you continue forward on your track and you see something else and you see a gold coin and you think maybe someone very wealthy has gone through here with a lot of gems with a hole in their bag dropping all of this. And then you see something else, a ruby, and you see silver. And you cannot believe your good fortune. Your mind is racing that I just came on this track, on this hike through the woods, and I'm finding this gold and this silver and this ruby and these diamonds. And you don't know who put it there. You don't know how much it's worth. In your mind, you're thinking it might be fake. Maybe it's a trap. Maybe it's a social experiment. But just the prospect of the value of the things that you're finding on that hike, on that trail, keeps you going and going and going. And you realize that you have hiked past your regular spot. And you continue going on though because you think in your mind, maybe I'm going to find something more. So my brothers and sisters, for the believer, the month of Ramadan is somewhat similar. Because Ramadan for the believer is a gold mine. What is it? It's a gold mine. It's not a burden. It's not a month of torture. It's not a month of it could be difficult, but it's not a month that is seen with negative eyes and negative attitudes, but rather it is seen as an opportunity, a tremendous blessing, and a gold mine. So you see, my brothers and sisters, throughout this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planted for us many, many opportunities, like precious jewels. So it's like you have 30 days of hiking, and each day you have numerous opportunities, just totally packed with blessings and benefits. You're fasting, you're hungry, you're thirsty, but there's no other reason for doing that than seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sacrifice all these needs and desires only for your Rabb, for your Lord, no one else. And you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let that pass without being noticed? Do you think that you will abstain from food and drink and intimacy and all the other things that you're used to doing and enjoying from dawn till sunset, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just leave you like that? Allah azza wa jal tells us, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِهِ. Every act of the child of Adam is for him except as-siyam, except fasting, which is exclusively for me, and I will reward him for it. And the commentators of hadith explain that the other actions, the other good deeds, if a person wishes, he or she can do it to show others, can do it for impressing others, or for, you know, purposes which are not good, right? With bad intentions, not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we talked about riya a few weeks ago about showing off. So all the other actions can be done so that a person is called someone who is generous, so that a person is called someone who recites Quran very well, so that someone is called a person who is pious, but not fasting. Because fasting cannot be seen, and thus it is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot look at anyone right now and say this person is fasting and this person is not. Maybe by the end of the day, you know, by looking at your face and how tired you are, maybe. But still, it's not a surefire way of knowing if someone is fasting. So this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, right, that, or rather the hadith Qudsi goes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards each good deed and multiplies that reward by 10 to 700 times or even more. Okay, so 10 to 700 times is already mentioned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ, except for fasting. Except for fasting, for it is for me and I will give the reward for it. Meaning that the reward for this fasting, inshaAllah, will be even greater than 10 to 700 times or more. It's something which is much, much, much more greater than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of all things. And there is no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He rewards the people. And He rewards His servants without any counting. Allah يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give without any hisab, without any account. So this is the case for this fasting. This is how special it is. You can think that it is an expression of love or closeness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when the sacrifice or a gift is for a group of people, it doesn't have the same effect. When somebody sends you a greeting, Ramadan Mubarak, and they go on WhatsApp and they go, send. Okay? As opposed to someone who sends you a message with your name. Is it the same? No, there's a difference between the two. So similarly, the actions, when a person does an action and they do it maybe 70% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there's some other motivations there. Yes, it's not the same as an action which is done solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what is special about this fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give something up for Him alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being so merciful, has put benefit in it for ourselves. So He is not only, you know, going to give us a very special reward, but inshallah there's going to be a great surprise as well. There is going to be a great surprise, and all this hunger and thirst and tiredness that you may feel and sleeplessness that you might feel, it will be way worth it. When you see the reward inshallah in Jannah, you will say, oh, this was it? That's all I had to do? I wish I had spent many more Ramadans. I wish I could have fasted much more. So I could have even greater reward. Right? So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He accept our fasting and He grant us the most beautifulest of rewards. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, you see, we are people, human beings, all of us who are Islamically adults, we are sinners. The human being is made in a way that we will commit sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this from us. He expects that we are going to err and we are going to sin. Right? Because that's the way He has designed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us in this way. But He wants us to try our best. He wants us that after we have made mistakes, that we are repentant. He wants us that we are not arrogant after committing mistakes. This is the example that we get from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. That when he made the mistake, he wasn't arrogant about it. He didn't argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the opposite of Iblis. Because that's what Iblis did. He made the mistake, he did not recognize the mistake. He argued with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fought with Allah, which is a very silly thing to do, of course. And he was arrogant. أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He was from the arrogant. So we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't expect perfection from us, but He expects humility and submission and repentance from us. And thus, with fasting, we have this opportunity as well, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That the person who observes fasting during the month of Ramadan. Now here's the interesting part. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. لا. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ in the state of إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. First of all, in the state of Iman. آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This is the foundation of being rewarded for your good deeds. To have Iman. So we always constantly need to work on our Iman. To make sure that our Iman is solid. Because whatever comes on top of that, that is how it's going to be judged. So if the Iman is, you know, so-so, then the actions that build up on top of that, they're also going to be so-so. Right? So when we are fasting, we have to ensure that we are working to build our iman. I mean, not just during fasting, generally we need to make sure, but especially the person who fasts in the state of iman, in the state of perfect faith. And while seeking its reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so having a good expectation for this action, having a good expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what I am doing is not purposeless. This fasting that I am doing, it is not without purpose, it is not without meaning, and it will not be without reward, inshaAllah. So have good and high expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not out of arrogance. Not out of arrogance, right? But out of love and out of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so fast with iman and expecting a good reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your past sins. Our brothers and sisters, not only does fasting break our desires and our bad habits, it lessens the chance of us being punished and increases our forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on top of that, it also grants us a special protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا مِنَ عَبْدٍ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بَاعَدَ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove a person, will draw a person further away from the fire, a fasting person, every slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَاعَدَ اللَّهُ بِذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَجْهَهُ عَنِ النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. Every slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fasts for one day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will draw him or her further away from the hellfire to the extent of a distance to be covered in 70 years. How many years? 70 years. Okay, and if we do that but times 30 days, right, we're talking about 2,100 years, subhanAllah. Okay, so this again is the good expectation of reward that we should have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us, may Allah accept from us, and inshaAllah, if He accepts, He will grant us this reward, inshaAllah. Of course, it makes us more thankful and appreciative. And when we become more thankful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more. This is one of the secrets of getting more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give more. If you reject Allah, Allah is not going to give you more. But if you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the way, the word kufr is used in both ways. It comes in both ways. One is to reject faith. But the second is the kufr of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to reject the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if you are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. But if you reject what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, if you reject what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us of a painful punishment. May Allah protect us all. So it makes us more grateful. When you have that cup, that glass of water, or you have the most basic and simplest of food that normally you may not even care about, but when you're hungry and you're fasting and it's time for sunset, and you do your iftar and you break your fast with that, it tastes good. It brings a tickle to your mouth. Why? Because now you've become grateful after spending all this time not eating or drinking. And when you appreciate, you will think of those who have less, you will think of charity, and subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it 10 to 700 times, even more, one narration 70 times, inshaAllah. So it's packed with so much virtue. You offer Salatul Isha in Jama'ah, 25 times more reward, times 70 times, inshaAllah, or more, 1,750 times more. And if you have to squeeze a bit and it's tight and it's hot, inshaAllah, greater reward. Because any trouble that we have to go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for that as well. Right? Nothing goes unnoticed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We offer qiyam. وَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِمَانَ وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Same as fasting. If you offer qiyam in Ramadan, you stand at night in prayer with iman and expecting a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah again, your sins are forgiven, inshaAllah. And we get another bonus, and that is that the nafl, the extra prayers are bumped up to the reward of fard, inshaAllah. Okay, so you get extra reward for offering these extra prayers. You offer Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. So you did Isha in Jama'ah, then you did Fajr in Jama'ah. So the Prophet ﷺ told us, مَنْ صَلَّ الْعِشَاء فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَهُوَ كَمَنْ قَامَ نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ. That a person who offers Salatul Isha in Jama'ah, it's as if they have offered half the night in prayer. They have stood half the night in prayer. وَمَنْ صَلَّ الصُّبْحَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَهُوَ كَمَنْ قَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهِ. And the person who then offers Fajr Salah in Jama'ah, it's as if they have worshipped the entire night. So this is on top of the qiyam that you're already doing. So it's bonus upon bonus upon bonus, inshaAllah. You recite the Qur'an, each letter, 10 rewards. Right? Also one of, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, 10 rewards for each letter that is recited. And you'll multiply that by 70 times, you do the math. Right? And then if you struggle, you get the double reward. If you struggle, what happens? You get the double reward. So bonus upon bonus upon bonus. And of course, it's the month of patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Certainly those who observe patience will be given their reward in full without measure. Okay? Without any measuring. So if you have to be patient, yes, your legs are hurting, yes, you are hungry, yes, you are tired, yes, you are sleepless. But it's all worth it, because this is the season to make these sacrifices. So there are tremendous opportunities, my brothers and sisters, to right a lot of wrongs that have been committed. Now imagine all of this bonus, all of these blessings, all of this mercy and forgiveness. And on the other hand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns us, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّهَرِ. That perhaps a fasting person will get nothing from his fasting except for hunger and thirst. And perhaps the one who stands to pray at night will get nothing from his standing except sleeplessness. So brothers and sisters, it is possible that a person may be doing these things, but at the same time, they may be getting no benefit and no reward. And we don't want to be from such people who find gems and then they lose them. They find gems, they're on the path, they find gems, but then they lose them. Right? And how do they lose them? They lose them by doing things which are obscene, speaking things about which that are vulgar, by not giving up false speech, by arguing and fighting during their fasting, by backbiting while they are fasting and in this blessed month, by eating outside of fasting, breaking their fast and eating haram and drinking haram. So they destroy the good deeds that they are doing. Right? So we have to be careful, my brothers and sisters, that we are sincere in what we do, and we do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we try to ensure that no one is troubled by our actions. We try to ensure that we have the best of character, that we have the best of speech. And this is all training for after Ramadan. What is this? This is training for after Ramadan. So that we build ourselves up each Ramadan, so that once Ramadan is finished and Eid al-Fitr comes and the month of Shawwal comes, then we are at a better state. And we are an improved human being. We are an improved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are a better companion and a better colleague and a relative and a loved one to those around us. Finally, it is narrated, the Prophet ﷺ said, the month of Ramadan has come to you as a blessing in which Allah covers you with His mercy. He remits sins and answers supplications. Allah sees your competition in good deeds and takes pride in you over His angels. Thus you should show Allah goodness in yourselves, since a miserable one is the one who is deprived from Allah's mercy even during this month. So we want to be the ones who are blessed, those who benefit from this month, and not be the losers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best Ramadan ever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and forgiveness upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us truly those who gain benefit from these actions and who are accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. As the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was mentioning last night in Sunset Life, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to grant us tawfiq. Ameen. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Let us take a break, inshallah we will continue.